Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the Texas Triangle, Atlantis 2, Austin. I am your host, Alex Jones. And we are blasting forward into the 21st century and beyond, because infinity is just the beginning. Infinity is not enough. Those that know what I'm talking about. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another very special edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm extremely honored to be here. I'm extremely honored for all the people that have been gathering and coming to Central Texas for the big fight that's coming, including all the leftists and minions of Satan. But it is not just them that have been coming, like moths to the flame, for the great adventure that is unfolding now before us. Well, I told you a year ago that Elon Musk was planning to become the big patriot leader. That's what I was told from a lot of really close sources to Musk, very close to him. And now we see that he is indeed doing that. A hostile takeover of Twitter for $50-plus billion he's attempting, $40-plus billion. He's already put billions in, but an additional 45. So if you add the other money he put in, it's $50-plus billion. And they are battling tooth and nail. Oh, I thought it's a private company. If somebody buys it and wants free speech, can't they have it? Oh, no, now you can't. Elon Musk offers to buy 100% of Twitter to rescue it as a free speech platform. That is all unfolding right now as we speak here in Southeast Austin. And the whole Rogan-Jones-Musk corridor. It is a crazy time to be alive. Make no mistake about that. Then we have the Democrats' re-election bid outlaw their opposition, getting really serious. And federal documents coming out in court cases where the FBI confirms they had at least 20 informants in just one area, 20 agents in one area, surrounding one particular defendant who has been charged. This is coming out in the Oath Keeper case, vindicating Dr. Darren Beatty, Tucker Carlson, myself, and many, many others. So an incredible time to be alive there. Dr. Beatty will be joining us, popping in at the bottom of the hour. But he really wants to get into Elon Musk and what he properly calls the free speech battle, or free speech fight of the century. This is a big, big deal, and that's coming up as well. There's also a report that I'm going to hype up, because it needs to be hyped up, because it's very important, that I'm going to air at the start of the next hour, that the aliens are among us. Did you know that it's public, and they're not making a big deal about it? Totally new synthetic life forms that never existed on this planet before. That's what alien means. New and different, separate from, not of the area. There's a new John Brown report on it, the hybrid aliens among us. So that's the start of the next hour. We have that information. We have Psaki and some of her incredible statements, big COVID developments as well. Psaki says illegal aliens are free to travel in the U.S., but citizens aren't. And the illegal aliens don't have to take vaccines or masks, but they're trying to make federal employees do it. I mean, these people are real pieces of work. Heard of Chucky? Well, she's the female version. of Chucky. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Up, up, and away! We are live. We are transmitting worldwide. We are the resistance to the anti-human forces encamped upon this planet and attacking us at point-blank range. But we are awakening the sleeping giant, and we will not disappoint our ancestors or our future progeny. We will win, and we will go to the next level, interstellar, intergalactic, interdimensional. Wow. What an incredible time to be alive. I want to read to you from an InfoWars.com story that has Elon Musk's statement. Here's some of the headlines. Elon Musk announces $43 billion hostile takeover of Twitter. Elon Musk offers to buy 100% of Twitter to rescue it as a free speech platform. Will prominent banned public figures return if Elon Musk buys Twitter? Is what everybody's been asking. Trump, Jones, people like that. Leftists absolutely lose it over Elon Musk's hostile takeover bid of Twitter. It's all coming up today. But let's actually just read the InfoWars.com article with his statement in it. Elon Musk offers to buy 100% of Twitter to rescue it as a free speech platform. Elon Musk has made a, quote, best and final offer, close quote, to purchase 100% of Twitter in order to rescue the social media giant as a platform of free speech around the globe. In an updated filing, Musk has offered to purchase Twitter for $54.20 per share in cash, an amount that puts the value of the company at around $43 billion. Musk asserted in the filing that if the offer was declined, he would reconsider my position as a shareholder, meaning he would dispose of his stake. In a letter sent to Chairman of the Board, Brett Taylor, Musk made it clear that his intention was to rescue Twitter and return it to its original role as being an uncensored free speech platform in the world. Here's the letter in full. Before I read the letter, I just want to be clear. Some folks will say, I don't care about Twitter. I don't care about Facebook. I don't care about Instagram. I don't care about it. Leave them alone. They're horrible. They're censoring. They're evil. But you have to understand, if big money and private individuals want to start being pro-free speech, that, like dominoes, will signify the collapse of this unbelievable tyranny that's already gotten Stalin-esque or Maoist in its level. I mean, it's already coordinated with these big companies, censoring medical news, censoring national news, censoring medical decisions people are allowed to make, and reports and financial information and military information. I mean, it's just gotten unbelievable. And so there's got to be some point when we hit bottom, and Communist China is not a blueprint of how we should be living. It's not an owner's manual. It's the example of what not to be. So here is his short letter in full. Brett Taylor, chairman of the board. I invested in Twitter as I believe it has potential to be a platform for free speech around the globe. And I believe free speech is a societal imperative for a functioning democracy. However, since making my investment, I now realize the company will neither thrive nor serve this societal imperative in its current form. Twitter needs to be transformed as a private company. As a result, I am offering to buy 100% of Twitter for $54.20 per share in cash, a 54% premium over the day before I began investing in Twitter, and a 38% premium over the day before my investment was publicly announced. My offer is my best and final offer, and it is not acceptable. I will need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. Twitter has extraordinary potential. I will unlock it, Elon Musk. So he's already massively increased the value, almost 30% since he started buying into it a week ago. And he's saying, it's going to go up 10x if you just let me take control of it and stop censoring everybody. And their response is, no, hell no. We want to censor everybody because George Soros is also a big shareholder. According to Vital Knowledge, Adam Crisafulli must offer is too low for shareholders for the board to accept. However, Bob is likely to send the blue checkmark journalists and far left activists into hysterics, given they have largely turned Twitter into a platform that buries and ring fences free speech rather than facilitates it. And it goes on from there. It's already up more than 10%. Now it's up 18% on that just since last night's announcement. So, very, very exciting things taking place. And a lot of people on Twitter, hundreds of thousands of retweets, have been talking about the fact that can Elon hurry up and unban Alex Jones? Nature needs healing, says Blair White. If Elon brings Trump and Alex Jones back, his investment in Twitter might be 10x overnight. Jordan Chachetel. Some of the other ones. Brett Sampson, do you think Elon Musk should bring Donald Trump, Louis Furkan, Alex Jones back to Twitter in order to begin destroying free speech? So I'm very honored to be at the very center of these international, national discussions. Very, very important. And we're going to have Dr. Darren Beatty joining us to discuss this at the bottom of the hour and the huge developments on January 6th that I know listeners are sick of hearing of. I am too. But the feds and the globalist control Justice Department are saying they're running their whole operation on this. It's not the Russians. It's not the Chinese. It's not the drug cartels. It's not the radical Muslims. None of that's a threat. It's all white people. And the epidemic of white mass shootings that are extremely rare and kill less than 50 people a year. But doesn't matter what statistics show. Doesn't matter if that's ass backwards. Doesn't matter that white people on average are extremely nonviolent statistically. Not as much as Asians, but some of the most peaceful group by demographic. It doesn't matter. We are terrorists because the evil Raggedy Ann, the female Chucky, says so. And because the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, says so. And because the ADL says so. You just saw the white supremacist attack on the New York subway a few days ago. It was terrible. That's what the white people do. They're bad. They've got to be dealt with, in case you just tuned in, that satire. It was a black supremacist schizophrenic that did it. We don't blame black people for that. Like you don't blame white people for Adolf Hitler or white people for Jeffrey Dahmer. But that's how the authoritarians work. They're constantly trying to blame groups for what individuals do. That is not freedom. That is extreme, hardcore tyranny. And the classical manifestation of authoritarianism. But let me tell you what we're going to hit when we come back. And that's the economic news and the Russian news and a prelude to the human animal cloning news, the new developments there that we're going to be hitting in the next hour. And then we have two special guests, and I like both these guys a lot, and I think they both, you know, I have a right to say what they say and what they're doing. But Dr. Brian Artis came out of, I don't know, like 4 or 5 days ago with his snake venom theory, because the effects of COVID, whether it's the vaccine or the virus, are very similar to what one type, there's two different types of snake venom, does in the body. But he thinks that they're putting it in the water or something. And I just don't see how that works because it would dilute the snake venom. We know the COVID virus can get in feces and survive in the water, and we know it does have snake venom-like effects. So I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this with him. And then Dr. Richard Fleming is not a fan of this. He's a medical doctor and really been the cutting edge of exposing what's happening. He's a big research scientist. He's going to be talking about this, but I'm not going to spend all day on that. We're going to talk to Dr. Brian Artis about a bunch of great issues and things he's up to. He's done a great job exposing COVID fraud and the rest of it, the COVID tyranny. And we're going to have Dr. Fleming on about just all the big developments that have come out now, confirming the vaccine isn't a vaccine, confirming it's causing all the problems. I'm not going to spend the whole second and third hour talking about snake venom theory. It's been super viral, and I've been asked about it. We've had tens of thousands of emails conservatively come in. I mean, just thousands and thousands of emails a day. And we've had Owens covered it, and others have covered it, and had Dr. Artis on. So I thought, let's get to the bottom of this as quickly as we can. Is it synthetic? Is it aerosolized? That's all declassified and admitted. Is it a bioweapon? Hell yeah. Is it coming from snakes?
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was a tale of two cities. The paradoxical universe. All right. The situation in Russia and in Ukraine is obviously really bad. It is an open proxy war that's rapidly devolving into a full-scale war between NATO and Russia. And now they've got tanks and heavy weapons and aircraft have been brought in to be given to the Ukrainians, and the Russians are going to keep escalating, and this is just a real humanitarian disaster, and the facts are in. NATO and the globalists went and started the fight. In fact, find that clip from yesterday, 2014, right about the CIA backing the overthrow, because that was on the news at the time. It wasn't a secret. And George Soros going on CNN and bragging that he got $5 billion of tax money to overthrow the elected government, and then they started giving weapons to these militias that are white supremacists, that started attacking the ethnic Russia area in the east that's almost 100% Russian. And the Russians got pissed off and lured into the invasion. Doesn't mean that's good either. But that's the truth. That is absolutely the truth. And now Russia has warned this could turn into a nuclear war and has said we're going to start bombing your convoys, which is like the Germans in World War One. Running ads in the New York Times saying, don't sail on the Lusitania. It's flagged as a cruise liner, but it's really a British military ship carrying munitions from New York. We're going to sink it. They ran the ad for a month and sank the damn thing and killed over 1,000 people, and the U.S. entered World War One. So it's all admitted that the United States is running the war over there. U.S. Special Operations, the U.S. Army is over there. I know people that are over there currently on the front lines with Ukrainians killing Russians and getting shot at and people dying on their side. I know multiple people. There's a fellow who works in this building, was just here a few years ago training people. It's all secret. That's just the basics I know. So, of course, we know this. But, oh, it broke internationally a few days ago. Pulitzer Prizes are in order. Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned from Ukraine. So, yes, do I think our military should be over there running hunter-killer drones and all sorts of stuff and killing Russians? No. I think the Russians should have invaded? No. I mean, Putin walked into a trap, and they now admit that. I said day one, I believe Putin's walked into a trap. And I don't know how he blames his intelligence chiefs that he was walking into a NATO trap. Russia threatens new nuclear deployments if Sweden and Finland join NATO. 74% of Americans think worst of war in Ukraine is not yet to come. I say they're right. University National Poll finds in Canada. Breaking, flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet hit by Ukrainian missiles, dead in the water, crew evacuated. Wednesday afternoon, Eastern, multiple Ukrainian sources started reporting that the Moscow, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, had been hit by two Neptune anti-ship cruise missiles. Fired from near Odessa. The missile is a native Ukrainian design based on the Russian KH-35, but is a superior range and accuracy because it wasn't designed in Russia. It has a range of about 175 miles and has only entered active service last year. Things are getting serious quick, folks. Zelensky put out his wish list, and Biden jumped up, clicked his heels, and said, yes, sir. Today I spoke with President Zelensky and shared with him my administration's authorizing additional $800 million, it's like every day they do this, of weapons, ammunition, and other security assistance to Ukraine. Psaki, world leaders do not care what Joe Biden says. Boy, the undermining of him is just incredible. So Obama's running the show and getting ready to get rid of his puppet. U.S. sends Ukraine more weapons and intelligence to repel Russian offensive, says the Financial Times of London. It's about $800 million a week. U.S. lawmakers call for deliveries of heavy weapons to Ukraine as war pivots east. Biden announces another $800 million, as I mentioned. And the Russians have come out and said, we're going to start hitting your convoys when they come into the country. Here's Reuters. Russia says U.S., NATO, weapons transports in Ukraine are legitimate targets. They've been saying that for a while, but now they say they're getting ready to start hitting them as even heavier weapons are delivered. And here's just an example of a warning to the Cunard cruise line, Lusitania, going from Liverpool to New York, saying, do not get on the ship. We're going to sink it. Imperial German Embassy, Washington, D.C., April 22nd, 1915. And you know the rest. The rest is history. The sinking of that ship on May 7th, 1915. Meanwhile, Google is demonetizing all the content that victim blames Ukraine or presents a counter-narrative. Yeah, don't show both sides. That's just classical Western ideology and research and what free countries have. No, no, just show only what you're told to say, like the vaccine works. Or 15 days to flatten the curve, and that's all. Now unfolding, though, Taiwan gives citizens survival handbook in case of Chinese invasion, with that looming. Four EU and NATO presidents visit Kiev to discuss security, weapons, and war crimes. And the UN is there now saying they're going to go after Russian war crimes. Of course, you know, the Ukrainians, they can do no harm because we were told so. Well, you've seen, you're not allowed to look at both sides of this. You're supposed to just go along with the establishment view. We're going to look at this huge development with the attempted takeover, corporate hostile takeover by Elon Musk of Twitter with Dr. Darren Beatty. And the big developments, of course, that have been coming out on the situation with Twitter. That is all coming up in the next segment. And then we have, again, several other big guests today. But I have some good news. Just a great product that makes people's lives amazing. And it keeps us on the air. It's been sold out for months, but we got a limited shipment of BrainForce Ultra back in stock. TurboForce is 10-hour, clean, intense, time-release, different types of natural energy and compounds. BrainForce Plus lasts about 5 hours. It is a totally different formula. Natural stimulant, very, very healthy, very, very good, nootropic. BrainForce Ultra is cold-pressed and a mixture of the compounds, but goes under the tongue. Tastes really good, by the way. You've never tasted anything like it. It's its own flavors. And then it hits in 15 minutes. And people love it because it dissipates in 2 to 4 hours. For me, it's about 2 hours. So it metabolizes very quick, hits very quick, and then goes out of you very quick. So if I've got to go out at 7, 8 at night, I'm exhausted, don't want to go to a movie or whatever, but the missus wants to go, you just take a squirt of this out of the tongue, and in 15 minutes, it gives you just a good, clean, focused stimulation like nothing else out there, and then it dissipates in 2 to 4 hours, and you can sleep. So BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how we keep the broadcast on the air. We've had a lot of people ask us, because they get paid on Fridays, to extend the big 75% off mega sale. So it's extended through Sunday, and then that's it, because a lot of these are about to sell out, like Pollen Block, 40% off, InfoWars Immune Support, Physio Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Vaso Beast, Powdered Selenium, and the T-shirts are all at cost till they sell out. So get these limited editions while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com, and thank you for keeping the tip of the spear on air. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot, Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed T
T-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it was a year ago that Tucker Carlson and Dr. Darren Beatty and others, like yours truly, were on air pointing out massive federal fingerprints all over January 6th. So why do we harp on January 6th? Because this right here, if you're a TV viewer, you can see it, is the Democratic Party's entire re-election strategy for 2022-2024 is saying the American people are terrorists. And we were saying this over a year ago. Now you see them coming out and saying, oh, yeah, the school boards are terrorists, questioning critical race theory is terrorist. Everybody are terrorists. And the number one threat is white supremacist. Well, what's a white supremacist? Anybody that questions elections or lockdowns or anything the Democratic Party says. So total vindication. I wanted to get Dr. Darren Beatty, who's been the tip of the spear on this, a professor but also one of the advisors to President Trump. I wanted to get him on because he's a political scientist. To talk about where we are right now and how big a deal it is with the whole Whitmer kidnapping fiasco, with the not guilty verdicts and the mistrial of everybody. Nobody convicted because the witnesses are there and they have the recordings of the FBI and informants bossing around and commanding and browbeating people into going along with them on plots they believe were being led by a militia leader, not by the FBI. So this is beyond entrapment. I don't know what you call it when you actually hatch the plan and lead the plan. I would call it leading your own insurrection and then framing the people. So Dr. Beatty with Revolver.News, a juggernaut of incredible research, not just on January 6th, but so much. We're going to talk Elon Musk, China, the Russia war, next segment, and all that huge news. But Dr. Beatty, good to have you on. Wow, this is quite a moment of vindication for all of us.
No, it's an incredible moment, and it's really... It's really an occasion of justice. I call it a moment of justice, and it, you know, as to whether we should be optimistic about it beyond that, it remains to be seen, because I think optimism really requires some expectation of accountability. And I don't know if that expectation is ultimately justified at this point, but it's certainly spectacular to see this narrow humiliation of the Justice Department and also vindication for many of the defendants who are unfairly put in this position, arguably entrapped by the federal government itself. There are two of the defendants who were found neither guilty nor not guilty, and so the Department of Justice has to decide whether or not they want to pursue charges a second time. So we'll see what they do there. But it certainly is a worthy capstone to this train of humiliations and really sordid behavior on the part of the federal government, Department of Justice, and FBI.
Absolutely. What do you make of the federal documents that came out in court, were reported on by the Epic Times, now all over the news, even Reuters I saw was covering it, that 20 informants just in and around where this Oath Keeper was, and they admitted here the Oath Keepers were not violent at all. So just in that one area, 20 FBI and ATF embedded, upwards of 1,000 commandos that you first broke, they now confirm in and around the crowd that they would have just helped me try to stop people going in. With 100 extra cops, I could have done it. But it turns out they had upwards of 1,000. This is bare minimum dereliction of duty, leaving a few dozen cops to fend off the minority of folks who tried to break in.
Yes, this certainly seems highly significant. My understanding is it comes from a motion filed by an attorney for one of the defendants in the Oath Keeper cases, a great man called Thomas Caldwell. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to see the full motion, and so I don't know what specific information is attached to this claim of a number of ATF and FBI agents. I would certainly be interested to see whether they're agents, whether they're informants. Assets is kind of a general term, but we don't even need this to really kind of have an understanding of what the layout was. Many months earlier, the New York Times reported that there were FBI informants in the Capitol reporting to the FBI in real time as January 6th played out. So we know they had informants in there, and we know, therefore, that they were informed. And so the question is, given that they had some visibility into these organizations that they're claiming were planning this in advance, why didn't they stop it? Why did they allow it to happen or potentially even go further than allowing it to happen? And that question kind of answers itself, but the answer is so dark and so disruptive to the mainstream narrative surrounding January 6th that the regime is doing everything they can to push back against the truth on this issue.
As you know, it's been in the New York Times, Washington Post, everywhere, that Ali Alexander and I are now who they're, quote, zeroing in on. when we were there and had no idea this was going to happen. It's on record. We tried to stop what was happening. We had a stage over at Lot 8 between the Supreme Court and the Capitol. That's where the Supreme Court believed Trump was going. But then when we show up, there's really no security there, and all the hell had already broken loose in the hour before. I don't understand how the Justice Department is subpoenaing everybody and wants to meet with us. They wanted to meet this week, and then now they want to meet next week, a whole group of them coming down here. And really, I don't know the height I'm having to meet with them, but I almost want to ask them, are you involved? Because you're asking me what happened. You guys know better than I. You were surveilling everybody. You're all over the damn place. So, I mean, it's kind of ass backwards to come ask me what happened when I'm not sure exactly what happened.
Ron, absolutely. Look, there are so many basic questions that aren't answered, and you don't even have to get into the real dark corners that Revolver News has been exposing from the beginning regarding active federal involvement. How about the simple question of why on January 6th, which everyone knew would have been a highly politically charged day with very important political proceedings going on, how do you account for the fact that not only did they simply not have conventional level of security, they had uniquely poor security on that day? Why not identify the 10 principal people who would have been responsible for that circumstance, subpoena them, look at all their records, and get to the bottom of why the hell did it have no security? How did these so-called insurrectionists even get into the Capitol?
Why aren't they sending three FBI and three federal prosecutors to talk to Ray Epps? Why? Why do they want to talk to Ali Alexander and Alex Jones as if we know what the hell was going on there?
Well, the Ray Epps question is certainly one of the most fascinating ones. I mean, here you have an individual who seems to have been one of the key coordinators of the initial breach point of the Capitol that set it all off, that set the stage for this rally to turn into a riot and so-called insurrection. He is the only person in the mountains of video footage pertaining to January 6th and January 5th. He's the only person caught on camera explicitly, repeatedly, in a determined fashion, calling on people to go into the Capitol. And sure enough, he's right there at that initial breach point. And he appears early on in the FBI most wanted list pertaining to January 6th. They quietly take him off, and then other than bombshell, explosive, narrative-shaping Revolver News piece, we don't hear from him at all. And you have people like Adam Kinzinger, who's the bizarre sort of yes-man apparatchik for the regime, who has a propensity to just cry uncontrollably at bizarre and inappropriate times. You have Adam Kinzinger, weirdly, in multiple public appearances just introducing the case of Ray Epps, saying, I don't want my children or grandchildren to ever think that this was something done by, you know, Ray Epps. He's bizarrely attached to this Ray Epps issue and into defending Ray Epps, which is such a remarkable contrast to the typical posture pertaining to January 6th and those involved, which was that any old grandma who happened to be standing around the Capitol grounds at any point is a de facto domestic terrorist.
That's right. Dr. Beattie, stay right there. I want to ask where you think this is going ahead of the election and so much more. We'll talk about Elon Musk and the massive Twitter news.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up to start of the next hour, the hybrid aliens are among us. No, this is public, hiding in plain view. All the UFO channel, everybody's obsessing over little lights in the sky or whatever, most of it man-made. Aliens have been designed right here on Earth. That's coming up start of the next hour. And we have some special guests joining us to lay out the latest COVID developments and more. Dr. Darren J. Beatty is a former professor of political science at Duke University, went on to serve in the White House as speechwriter and advisor to Trump. He's now founder of Revolver.News, at Darren J. Beatty. And speaking of at Darren J. Beatty, your take on the Elon Musk situation. I noticed you had a great headline. I borrowed from it today for InfoWars show headline. The battle of the century, so I said the fight of the century, for free speech is here. The battle of the century. Here's what happens if Elon Musk buys Twitter. But just the way he's bringing it front and center, how they censor, in and of itself is a victory. And when we see their stock up just 18% since he announced this today, already up over 10% just in his interest in Twitter, this is really a big deal. Give us your take on where this is going.
Well, it's truly remarkable. I think it's the most significant thing going on. Period. There are so few developments that are actually real in our politics, in our system. So much is just fake and performative. And here is one of the handful of genuine live players on the planet who's making a real move for the highest stakes imaginable, someone who's actually playing for keeps. And to get a sense of exactly what the stakes are, you have to understand what Twitter actually is. Twitter is no ordinary private company. I'd point out that there are many other companies that have a much larger market cap than Twitter, and the question of who runs these companies is virtually inconsequential. The question of who runs Twitter is existential. It's existential for the regime because all of the major stakeholders in this regime depend on information control in the global public square, and Twitter is a major part of the global public square. It's the epicenter of narrative formation and dissemination. It's where journalists, celebrities, captains of industry communicate to the public. It is a stage for public diplomacy on the nation-state level and increasingly even hybrid warfare. As you see, a lot of accounts that are putting out information that contradict the propaganda pertaining to the Russia-Ukraine situation, those are being canceled off of Twitter. So there's such enormous stakes, and it's such a tremendous asset for the stakeholders of our regime. The question of who controls it is actually far more significant than Twitter's relatively meager $40 billion or whatever valuation.
I totally agree. I mean, let me give it to you this way. I want your view on this, Doctor. The globalists all communicate with each other over this. It's a perfect place to share information. It's the pollinator for some of the other bigger sites like Google and Instagram and Facebook, where it's all basically shattered and atomized. Twitter is not atomized, and certain things get pushed to the top. And it's a place where it's designed for the College of Ideas to push things to the top, not controlled information. And so we know Twitter's been in decline during censorship, and so this would bring it back. It would explode it, and it would make it a new bellwether example to basically force the other companies to stop following the Chinese communist model or authoritarian model and to get back to the Americana model. So you're right. This is a very revolutionary moment right here, and we really need him to succeed. There's a lot of different angles and ways he could succeed. And we could also get nationalists and patriots and conservatives to go buy the stock ourselves, or if we have it, sell it to Elon Musk. There's a lot of things we can do.
Absolutely. And I think ultimately, though, what this is, it's a declaration of war against the regime, what I call the globalist American empire, for the reasons I've described. And that Elon, who is a tremendously smart person and, as is evidenced here, a tremendously bold and courageous person, he needs to fully understand exactly the arena that he's stepping into, because the regime is going to throw everything at him. He is going to become, in a second, in a moment, he is going to become a combination of Putin, of Derek Chauvin, of Trump 2016, of Alex Jones, times 10,000, if not more, and it's going to be continuous, nonstop assault, the likes of which we haven't seen. So I hope.
And Doctor, you're right about that. He's super smart. I think he knows the time is right to break with the system and create new platforms. You know, I've known about this for a long time. I'm going to leave it at this. But Joe Rogan and Elon hang out a lot, and I've learned some of the things from Joe, but also others. But there's a lot of stuff going on here in Austin for free speech and new platforms and new podcasting and new Twitters and a lot of busy bees, a lot of busy ants over in these laboratories. Strangely, where I've been for 14 years, are being built all around me. This is like the center of the new Renaissance. Is where we are, and it's very, very exciting. And I think he knows what you're saying is true, and so I would ask the question, why has he decided now is the moment to strike? I think he knows the establishment's weak, it's evil, it's collapsing, it's in trouble, and he wants to be part of the new wave. He wants to be the leader of the new wave.
Oh, exactly. It is a precious, rare moment of somebody in this system who made it at the highest level who's actually willing to take existential political risk. He's playing in the highest stakes. He's playing for keeps. But ultimately, that's what you need to do in order to win the future. And so he's doing exactly what someone in his position should do. So I commend him for that. I hope he's prepared for what's coming. And I hope he continues to go forward with his project here.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, I remember being at dinner with some folks a year ago, and they're like, watch what Elon Musk does. He's about to take on the power structure. He's with us. And I'm like, yeah, really? And then I see his actions more and more showing that. And then I know some folks in the White House, obviously, were close to him in the Pentagon as well. And he succeeded at the best electric cars, at the best heavy boosters. He succeeded basically at everything he's done. And this is a revolutionary situation here. So I'm really excited to see him really orbiting towards a renaissance and liberty. And he'll become like a binary star of liberty if he does this. I mean, this is George Washington type stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And it really goes to show where the vector for true power actually is. I think just as a thought exercise, if Elon is able to pull this off, if this tremendous achievement of sort of liberating the public square and restoring free speech to it is achieved through private mechanisms, essentially through a multi-billionaire buying a stake and infecting a hostile takeover of a company, this is more consequential than the outcome of 2024 politically, and it might help to just reorient our thinking about how energy and resources should be directed in order to affect the change that we want.
I totally agree. And let me add this one key point. I'll have you back soon about your geopolitical views, because I really agree with them. I think you're a smart guy, a revolutionary in your own right. The spin by Bloomberg, the spin by CNN, the New York Times is all, oh, a billionaire troll hijacking media. We can't allow that. We've got to keep it independent and pure. Those are all owned by billionaire trolls. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post and a bunch of other stuff. So as soon as one billionaire does something they don't like, they're all together as a gang of billionaires. He's the one guy standing up. Now, he's the powerful establishment. No, he's fighting the establishment.
Yeah, no, we saw this same paradigm with Trump where they say, oh, he's a billionaire. Yeah, Elon's a multi-billionaire, but still someone of his stature taking on the entire system, the entire regime, which make no mistake, that's what this is. He's the underdog here. He's the person representing the people. If he actually goes forward and institutes free speech, that would be the most significant achievement in recent history. And it's so funny to see all of these journalists and establishment apparatchiks say, oh, the prospect of this billionaire restoring free speech to our global platform is a threat to democracy. They're coming out and saying it. Free speech, freedom of thought is a threat to democracy, which gives you a sense of what they actually mean when they use the term democracy. They mean control by themselves and their mafia friends who own this corrupt system.
That's right. Dr. Beatty, Revolver News. Everybody should follow you, Darren J. Beatty on Twitter and Revolver.News. Thank you so much. In 50-second closing, what do you expect in the midterms? You know, they talk about the Democrats marching towards their own destruction on the death march. I mean, they're doing everything they can to destroy themselves. What are you predicting?
Well, you know, for precisely the reason I stated, I haven't been really following the midterms from a predictive sense. There are some people that I like, but frankly, I don't have any prognostications as far as the general political situation.
Well, I think the Democrats are going to try to steal it and basically demonize anybody that questions election fraud as a terrorist. That's their whole drumbeat, so we know where they're going.
Quite possibly so. I wouldn't be shocked at all. They're using the January 6th pretext to simply remove people from electoral ballots, which gives you a sense of what's at stake in the January 6th narrative.
Yeah, if you question an election and say it was stolen, we won't let you run and we'll remove you from office, which is exactly what we're accusing him of. Thank you so much, Doctor.
Thank you.
Hour number two straight ahead. Get ready.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
25 years ago that I won.